Hey, y'all! Hey, y'all over there! Hey, y'all, I love y'all too! Yeah, that is crazy old women over there and all that youngin' and everything they've been picking in the garden. But today, on Poke Time, we gonna talk about principles and all these violence with the cops and all the looters and riots and everything else. While we out here at the hideout picking vegetables, not worrying about it. American sheep. Now, I'm not proud of that because I was just born that way. I didn't have no choice in the matter. And I was born here in America. I didn't have no choice in that matter. Now, do we have things here that are better than in some other places? Well, yeah. But that doesn't mean that I'm proud of all that. Everybody deserves freedom and justice. And justice does not mean the law. The law has always been used by tyrants to take authoritarian power and control over the people. It is the principles of freedom. You own yourself and you have the right to do anything that you want as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. So like these policemen, that stuck they knee on top of all them people and killed that guy. Well, that's not black and white. That's just wrong. It doesn't matter whether it was a white man or a black man or a Chinese man or whatever. It's wrong. And if I'd have been there, I'd have tried to stop him. Not because it was white and black or anything like that. I've been called a black sheep all my life, and here I am being a white sheep. But the principle remains. It's like all these looters. I don't have a problem with people protesting, but as soon as you start breaking other people's stuff and all that kind of stuff, I try to move to stop you. And if it took it, I'd have to shoot you. And the same thing with the police. If they going after somebody and it's wrong and they're just using violence and they're doing it with non-violent crimes and that kind of thing like that, you have to say something. If you believe in principles, you have to be against both. Both a bad cop, a cop that uses violence and force to get his way, a bad politician, a politician that uses force and violence to get his way, like the governor's locking everybody down and all that, and people talking about, oh, we want the military in and all. Well, why? Because of the violence. If good people would step up and not participate in the violence and stop the other people from doing violence, we wouldn't have no problem. You see, it don't matter where you're born, you got rights no matter what. And people say, oh, those people over yonder ain't got constitutional rights. Of course not. But they got rights. They got rights just like me and you. Those are the same rights that are put down in the Constitution. But you claim that they don't have them. What makes you think that? Everybody deserves freedom. They do not deserve tyranny of government. So you can figure out who is the enemy and who is not the enemy by their actions. It doesn't matter what color they are or anything like that. Your enemy is not white or black or Chinese or brown or Mexican or anything like that. You can identify your enemies by the way they act. And if they support aggression against nonviolent people, they are your enemy and my enemy. I'm just one of them crazy sheep that want freedom for everybody. I don't want violence. I don't want riots. I don't want cops beating up on people and telling lies and fibs in the courtroom to get convictions. I've already seen all that. This chaos, chaos is the government itself. It ain't these people. The people are just playing along. They rioting and everything for no damn reason. It ain't about riots. It's about left and right and black and white. And that's what your owners want. They want you fighting amongst each other. When they are the ones that are causing all of it. Don't y'all see that yet? I mean, these politicians they're parasites. They're parasites that's gonna suck the energy out of you and build your own cages and write these stupid ass laws that don't mean nothing and they're nonviolent and everything. Just ride down the road about 4 mph over this there, posted speed limit, and see what gets you. You get a big old fine and everything from this old cop that wants to search your car and everything and then lie about everything when he gets on the stand. Don't y'all see? It don't matter. If there's a looter breaking in somebody, one of my friends' houses or something, I'm gonna run over there and get him. And if I need to, I'm gonna shoot his ass. And if a cop runs over there and he's doing something wrong or something, I'm gonna say something. And if I need B, I'm gonna shoot his ass too. That's just the right thing to do. You gotta protect each other. You gotta have moral principles. They don't vary here and there and everywhere. You gotta have principles. Government has always been your enemy. You might not know it. You've been taught all your life in the government's screw-offs that government loves you and obey, obey, obey. Well, brother, if you keep obeying, you're gonna be dead because they coming after you. Their whole goal is to limit the population to 500 million, and you go see it in the Georgia Guidestones and all that, and look at Bill Gates and his depopulation agenda. Oh, they call it population control, but anyway, and look at what the Congress is doing. They keep passing law after law after law, and it's all a lie. It has nothing to do with justice. It has to do with people control. Y'all need to wake up now. I ain't found a parasite yet that got real, real principles. Well, maybe Rob Paul and Thomas Massey. But those are rare people. Those are rare people. You ain't got none in your state ass. You ain't got, they all believe in, this thing called limited government. You can't have no damn leaving the government and have freedom. You're gonna have limited slavery. That's what it is, limited freedom. See, limited freedom, that's what you're gonna get. Now, what's interesting is the mainstream media and all wants to call, say, all these protesters are looters and all, and they're anarchists. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm an anarchist, and I don't care nothing about breaking nobody's windows. I don't care nothing about using violence. I don't care nothing about wearing a badge and going around and fining people for all kinds of stupid things. No, anarchists want freedom for you and me and everybody else. We don't need all these politicians and parasites telling us what to do. Now, I hate to break it to all you damn gun owners and all that claim this here, oh, we live in a free country. That's crazy. You ridiculous now. If you claim that you live in a free country, oh, go try to do something. Go try to get you a haircut. Go in the grocery store. Go there and see what kind of restrictions you got. You gotta pay for everything that you got. And you think it's all, oh, this here is freedom? Are your people crazy? We don't have no freedom. Quit calling it the land of the free. Call it the land of the tax slave. We in debt up to eyeballs. And the parasites have done it to us and give it away to the Federal Reserve and the banks and all. Now they're locking us down with the crazy COVID thing. And now, then they throw, the mainstream media throwed all these pictures up and everything. And now y'all are rioting everywhere and everything. And you got black against white and everything. When it's the parasites, they're covering up their bullshit. That's what they're doing. Can't y'all see that yet? And I hear all these people say, Well, it's so more freehand than it is over yonder, and here and there, and everything. Well, that's crazy. What are you gonna say? Well, cause we got more freedom, a little bit more freedom than over yonder. We're not gonna say nothing about us locking them down, or taking your guns, or any kind of thing like that. And it's ridiculous for you to even say that. You're not free. You ain't never been free in your lifetime. And freedom ain't been around for a long, long, long time, y'all. And unless y'all wake up to the bullshit that these prostitutes and politician parasites is talking about, and quit going along just to get along, and start speaking up, ain't nothing gonna change. You're just gonna be little sheep just like me, but I'm a black sheep in a white sheep's clothes, don't y'all see? If you think the government can order around everything that you do and all, you are a slave. You are not free. Freedom is not being ordered around for every little thing. If you're afraid of everybody and you want government to do it, you are a slave just as much as the fella that you ordering all the violence against. And you are against freedom. You are against liberty. If you want this, then you are against me. You are against your fellow Americans, your fellow human beings all around the world. It's sad to say, but it's true. Now, a lot of y'all want to know which side Pochop comes down on all this. Am I for the cops and all this law and order, or am I for the looters and all? Well, I ain't for neither one of them. The cops is mostly wrong anyway, because they all the time enforcing nonviolent crimes and all. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about liberty or none of that. And then the looters, they certainly don't care about private property and everything. So either one of them, they all wrong. Leave everybody alone unless you start initiating violence against somebody or you or whatever. That's the only time you need to defend yourself. You don't need no damn government, and you don't need no rioters all over the damn place. You just live your life and be nice to people, and they be nice to you. And if somebody not be nice to you, you can either turn the cheek, or you can say, look here, quit not being nice to me. And then if they use violence against you, you got the right to defend yourself. Just like a store owner, if somebody breaks in my store and comes in there running in there and gonna loot stuff, they liable to get a shotgun blast. You know what I mean? Pow! Maybe you one of them ones that support the police even when they do something wrong, and then they cover it up and they lie about it and nobody prosecutes them. Or you one of those ones that support the looting and everything that goes on. Well, if you one of them people, you are not my friend. You are not my ally. But if you are one that does not allow the police to do things that are wrong and violent against other people, you disagree with that, and you disagree with people destroying private property for no apparent reason, just to steal stuff, then you're my ally. Now, the owners don't want you to know, don't want you looking at them, they want you fighting amongst yourself. Oh, I love the cops. Oh, I love the looters. I love da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so y'all just fighting amongst yourselves instead of focusing on what's going on really. When they trying to damn steal everything you got, including your freedom, including your life, they're gonna give you a shot in the arm. They're gonna track you, contact tracing and all that. Y'all ain't even focused on any of that. Y'all just busy riding and talking about, oh, they need more popo and all that kind of stuff. Y'all need to wake up, y'all. Most of the time, all you got to do is just speak up, stop them, do a little bit of stopping. That's all you got to do. And all these people run around with bricks and everything, they just instigators. And then they call them anarchists. They ain't anarchists. Anarchists don't believe in all that crap. They believe in do unto others as they have done unto you and all. This is all just CIA bull crap about weaponizing words and all. And so every time that you ever see a riot, they're going to always say, oh, there was troublemakers and anarchists. Well, that don't even make no sense. Because if you know anything about anarchists, they ain't violent. Not unless you want to, you know, get up in their face and poke at them and everything. Just like anybody else would be. Except they don't believe in top-down authority wanting to rule over everything. Now, you might want top-down authority ruling over everything that you do and all, and you think that your government is God and all, and you know, government's got an email address straight directly to God, and you got to follow every direction. But you are mistaken about that, because you don't have no freedom that way. Freedom's a lie. Home of the free and the brave and all that kind of stuff is home of the slave and home of the ballless. You ain't got no damn balls. Ain't none of you got no balls. I went in Firehouse Sub today, and they got it's social distancing and everything, and they try to get me to move this way and that way so that everybody stays 6 feet away, and everybody in the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo and all that, so they don't even work anyway. And yet these idiots are doing anything they can, because they don't do their own homework, they don't use the keypad, they don't do no searches or nothing, they just obey, obey, obey. They sheep. They little white sheep. And here in Pochop is a black sheep. You see, your political parasite don't want you to take care of yourself. They don't want you to take care of your neighbors. They want to keep you divided and conquered. And then they want law and order where they can scribble down on whatever kind of piece of paper they want, any kind of rule or regulation that they want. They can give you a shot, they can lock you down, they can do whatever they want to you. And you claim that you're free. Come on, people, wake up. There ain't no damn freedom here. There ain't no freedom over yonder. There might be more or less here and there. But in the end, you ain't free. And you ain't free because you got government mind control. You've been mind controlled, and the screwballs have done it to you, and your parents have done it to you for generations and generations. It's time to wake up. You're about to really get locked down. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. It doesn't matter which side you support. If you support the police just unquestionably and all, you're not a good person. And if you support the rioters and everything, just and their misplaced anger and burning things down and all, you're not a nice person either. And I don't want to be around either one of you. Now, I know some good cops that won't do anything. They won't take victims of crime. And they kind of hide out inside these departments and all. And they're not very vocal about it. But in a way, they keep people a little bit in line. On the other time, you know, it's coming down to when they're going to have to make a choice. You're going to have to make a choice, too. All of us going to have to make a choice. Are we going to do the moral and right thing and quit all this divide and conquer stuff and look at the parasites up there in Washington and the big banks and the multinational corporations and the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo and the CDC, all these that are corrupt? Or are you just going to keep fighting amongst yourself? That's what you got to think about. And then think about it, your politicians locally. Your politicians locally, all the ones that went along with this and didn't do their own homework and didn't speak out, you need to get rid of them. Get out. It don't matter whether you like them or not. They don't stand on principle. They have no principle in liberty and justice. Justice is not law and order. Justice is you leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. And if you mess with me, I'll mess with you and vice versa. That's all it is. It's very simple. It's just a little bit hard to do because everybody wants power and control. And the psychopaths will take that power and control. There's even a study that says that all the people in Washington is psychopaths, because psychopaths want power and control. If you ain't figured that out yet, I'm sorry. You need to wake the hell up. This is Pork Chop. Y'all come back. You hear me?